So good morning from me as well, and thanks for the invitation to give a presentation to what seems to be a fascinating process in that is, as we can hear already, not only a Danish phenomenon, but indeed perhaps a global phenomenon. So what I'll be doing today in my three quarters of an hour is to slightly shift perspective from children as objects of the welfare state to children as subject of engagement. So I come from a background as a media scholar and also a director of a research center that engages very much with museums, with Danish museums and with international partners as well. So I'll be giving you some examples of ways in which I think we can begin to engage with children and young people in new ways. And so I will be giving some concrete examples. My main point is that I think by beginning to engage in new ways with children and young people, we can, in a sense, recapitulate some of the key assets of children's relation to the welfare state. So this is, in a sense, my main point, that if we begin to look at children not as just as objects of the welfare state, but also as subjects of engagement, we may begin to discover new ways in which we have thought of children in the past and indeed in the present. But as a good academic, I'll start by sort of laying out the kind of the groundwork for what I'm saying. So you'll bear with me, and I'll have the examples towards the end of my talk. Because this is, of course, to do with the relations between children and the welfare state, and therefore I thought it would be good to just ever so briefly map out what are my takes on the connections between welfare, museums, and children. And like Rian Harris, I think it's very important that we don't think of the welfare and children as a concept, or the relations between the two as something that is very recent. It's very important that we trace back the kind of background of the discourses and indeed the practices and institutional history to the welfare state. So if I should be a bit provocative, I'd say that the welfare concept is Enlightenment plus World War I. I wouldn't even put it to World War II, because I think if you look at the Danish history and the Nordic welfare system, things happen also in the interwar period. So this is putting it a bit bluntly, and I'm very willing for you to engage with me in that. But if we move on then to children and the relations with children to the welfare state, it's very obvious that in the welfare state, children are defined as future citizens. And so that means that we have a very strong tradition of thinking of children and their relation to the welfare state in terms of protections. Children are vulnerable creatures that need protection, and need protection not only from parents and individuals, but also from the state. But along with that, there is a sometimes some would say an undercurrent, but I'd say in some periods it's very strong, and a relation between the welfare state and children that also very much deals with children in terms of empowerment. You can think about the reform movement in education between the wars in Denmark, which had quite an impact on not only on educational thought, but on educational practices. So I think we need to keep in mind that there are these two kind of underlying traditions in the relation between children and the welfare concept. And I wouldn't even say the welfare state, but the whole discourse of welfare. Then when we narrow it down a bit to the relations between museums and children, as I said in my preamble here, normally we think of children and the relations to museums maybe as objects. You know, you have as we heard wonderful examples of already, children can be exhibited and they're objects, and the relations there between the welfare state and children can be thought of in terms of the material culture of children. children and even the symbolic culture of children. So we're to do with children as objects of exhibitions and institutions and so on. But what I'll be talking about today is children as subject, children as visitors to museums, and how through new ways of engagement with children, through new ways of communication, we may begin to maybe explore children as subjects in new ways. So if we map this, these two discourses, the discourse of the welfare state, the protection discourse versus the empowerment discourse, and then the relation of children to museums, children as objects of exhibitions of interest, and children as subject, children as visitors to all kinds of museums, because of course they go to all kinds of museums, those that go, then we begin to see a kind of mapping of relations that we may explore. And I'll be talking mostly, as you can hear already, between the protection discourse and the empowerment discourse, and then children as visitors, how that plays out.